3, 2, 1.
What is up, everyone? Hello and welcome to The Gathering. We are actually gathering together today. It's a few days before Christmas. This is episode number 41, if I'm not mistaken, and how exciting last week was. So I got the gentleman here. I'll introduce him in just a minute, but I wanted to go over some housekeeping first. Thank you all for a huge, huge week. We had so many people listen to last week's podcast. It's pretty dope. We're very excited. Thank you so much. We hope you enjoyed it. If you ever want to give us feedback, you don't have to if you're enjoying it, but if you ever wanted to say great or crappy, don't forget you guys can always hit us up on our Instagram page. Now, I haven't introduced him yet, but Daniel, what is that Instagram?
You can follow us at the_gathering_nerds.
Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate that. Now, you can always get join us there. You can see the stuff that we post. We don't post much. We're trying to get better. But we all live busy lives in this quarantine world, I guess. It's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird, yeah.
But we all still are kind of busy because we all are working and still doing our thing. So, secondly.
Oh, I guess it's kind of weird.
Not weird. I'm trying to record Oscar here watching freaking Call of Duty gameplay.
I'm like sitting here watching him.
Yeah, that's why. I was trying to record it for the story, and this man is over here watching Call of Duty.
We'll talk about that on his homework assignment for next week. So anyways, secondly, if you want, you can always join in and check out our YouTube channel, which we put clips here and there. Not a lot, but you know, we've been uploading The Mandalorian, which we'll get into later because the season finale was tonight. That's going to be sick. But once again, if you have just joined us and you like the show, please subscribe to The Gathering. We would really appreciate it. Also, leave us a couple stars, 5 stars, up on the iTunes. It always helps. We are still on that second page when you look up The Gathering. We want to get to the first page so bad. So don't forget, please, if you can, do that. And tell friends. Tell people you know who may like listening to a bunch of nerds just talk about nerd stuff and get really silly and dumb. And, you know, again, we're going to be later on in the week putting out a little podcast just for Christmas. Has a couple Christmas things going on, a little bit of Christmas content. Maybe put in a couple dorky songs here and there, and also a special message from The Gathering and The Gathering family. So that's it for the housekeeping. We really appreciate the huge week we had and all the new people listening to the show. And thank you so much for joining along in this crazy, crazy little ride we have going on here, which has literally been most of 2020. So we really appreciate everyone's support. And those that have been there since the beginning, family, really appreciate you guys listening.
Thank you, guys.
All right. So I'm going to go a little bit out of order just because the way we're sitting tonight, but I want to introduce the members of The Gathering. To my left, I have Daniel.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
We got Oscar.
Wes.
And we got Derek.
Sad, dude.
What's going on, gentlemen? Welcome to the studio, which Daniel said is ever changing because I keep wanting to put new nerd stuff up all the time.
Everything moves every time.
I have this black light poster and I put it up and it's now behind me, so I'm glowing. Do I look like I have like a kind of a god glow?
No,
like a Christmas glow, the North Stars above me.
He just needs a tie dye poster here.
Yeah, tie dye. I kind of got one with the Darth Vader over Daniel. Okay. Daniel, really quick, we do get a lot of show tonight. Just really quick check-in, how's your week going?
Good. I had a lot of stuff with the house, but everything else has been pretty good, easy week. We did get 5 wins in Call of Duty this past 2 days. 5, that was like the most ever we did in a month. In the month, we probably get 4, and in one day, we got 5.
Oh.
So that was pretty cool.
And Derek's pointing at himself.
I'm always the MVP.
He wasn't even there.
Way out. I'm kind of the squad leader for most of the operations.
But other than that, that's pretty much it in my week. It's just a busy week.
Oscar, what about you, man? How you doing?
It's been pretty mellow. I'm just keeping up with my school and everything. I just did a live scan. I got to do a physical pretty soon. I'm as I don't know if anyone been listening or remember, but I'm going to school to be a psych tech, and that's kind of going into the working ship hopefully on the 25th. Nice. I'll find out if I get into the program or not.
Are they gonna touch you?
What?
You say you're going in for a physical.
If they do, I wish it's
very nice. Head to the left, cough. That was the first time you ever got a hernia check. Is how weird is it?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, yeah. Hernia check.
It's weird.
You know, when you get a hernia check, you got to turn your head to the left, and they hold your balls, and you have to fake cough just to make to see if you have a hernia. You never had that? No, nope. You gotta have balls.
Donkey balls.
That's awesome. How you recovered from your birthday, Oscar?
I did recover from my birthday. I did kind of got a little drunk that day.
Okay, good. Congratulations. Good for you, Derek. How's your week?
Good. I mean, no one's touching my sack, so that's a plus.
Are you sure that's a plus? I'm just asking.
So far, I mean, I was on Christmas vacation this last week, but vacation on quarantine is like nothing.
Wow,
yeah, it's nothing. So weird, it's nothing. Yeah, so it doesn't mean it's not as meaningful. No. So I literally just been sleeping at the weirdest hours, like waking up at 4 in the afternoon. You know, not having a kid has its perks. You know,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah, sure, whatever.
Well, I miss Adam tonight. Adam, thank you for joining us last week. Me and Adam had a little. Adam took a little heat. Adam, thank you so much, though, for joining us last week. It's great having you on. We liked having the yin to our yang. Here, you definitely challenge us, and we appreciate it. And I know me and you kind of went off on the Ahsoka Boba Fett thing, but we'll talk about that a little later because Boba Fett news just came out, and I was kind of giving you crap about it. Now, this episode will be full of spoilers. I will give you a heads up, especially The Mandalorian, so be ready for that. As for my week, pretty chill. Didn't do much, but as Daniel said, I did change up the studio a little bit, and that's kind of it. I mean, I've honestly been working a lot, doing some self care stuff like that. I really, it's a weird world. It's the quarantine's just
yoga, hippie.
You love hippies. I know it.
Hate hippies.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about. Look, you got this guy some smoking stuff, man.
Of course, you know how weird it was when I went to a glass store, like a weed paraphernalia.
Oh,
store.
You must have loved it.
It's so gross. Did you go and have dreads and shit?
All right. So let's get into the podcast now. First off, everyone has gotten their movies done and their music done except for me and Derek.
Sure.
So me and Derek are gonna be doing that right away. But just a little recap, Daniel. Favorite movie was Elf. I would have picked that if you didn't pick it, but I did. Because you did, I picked one of my favorite little movies of all time. So it's a TV special, and it's really, really cool. It's not one of the ones you probably know, so stay tuned because it's actually one of my favorites of all time. And then what was your Christmas song? Do you remember what it was?
Here Comes Santa Claus.
Then we had Adam. Since Adam's not here, you don't get an honorable mention. Sorry, buddy. Daniel's fighting at the lip, but I'm gonna hold him back until you guys get on together again.
Fine.
Oscar, you picked some movie.
Home Alone.
No, he picked that weird.
Say it.
Home Alone 3.
Home Alone 3. You can't say Home Alone because it's not. Right? All right. Well, that leads me into it. Okay, because Derek actually his movie pick of the favorite Christmas movies or. You know, Christmas movie loves to watch, I guess you can say, was Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand how either one of you, just so you know, didn't pick Home Alone, but I'll give it to you because both of these are fun movies.
Those are awesome.
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, was in 1992. It was also written by John Hughes and Greg. 92?
I was still floating in a sack.
No.
I was one.
A sack that you don't have to.
No, sack that I was around.
Oh. it was directed by Christopher Columbus, starred Macaulay Culkin, it was his last one. The movie, and it actually did really, really well. Also had Joe Pesci in it. Why'd you pick Home Alone 2?
Kidding me? Rob Schneider was in it. Tim Curry was in it.
A lot of Donald
Trump. Uh-huh. The Trump.
Trump was in it.
He was in it. He helped a lost Macaulay Culkin find the desk.
Which is weird because, you know, they actually, true story, there was a time that they actually, when they showed it, they cut him out of that. In the last couple of years, they cut it out because people have been so mad at him. They actually cut that scene out, which is... I'm not always a fan of cutting out stuff that it's made because it's made at a time. So
it's a different time.
Yeah, you cut history out, whatever it is. So, This is actually one of my favorite scenes in the movie. I'm gonna play. It's the scene when they're down at the bottom of the building. They're asking him to throw down the camera.
You remember? Yeah.
All right, enjoy.
Sonny, yes. Nothing would thrill me more greatly than to shoot you. Knocking off a youngster ain't gonna mean all that much to me. Understand? Mm-hmm. But since we're in a hurry, I'll make a deal with you. You throw down your camera, and we won't hurt you. You'll never hear from us again. Okay?
You promise?
I cross my heart and hope to die.
Okay.
Okay, kid. Give it to me.
That's the part. Those are break down. And what's the second guy's name? It's not Joe Pesci, the other character. Murr. He keeps getting hit, dude. He gets hit like six times. The Murr. Oh, it's so dope.
If you think about the, I think there's a YouTube video where a doctor dissects the injuries. I'm like, dude, that's a fracture. That's a compound fracture. It's straight up like
dead.
Your skull would be like indented. You'd be dead.
Oh, that's right. I had to that clip. I played a little longer just because. You got to get the feel for it, and the sound of the brick coming down.
It
was actually pretty sick. Yeah. Okay, now you're okay. This only Derek could find this. Only Derek could bring this up as his favorite Christmas song. And when he first said this, I'm like, oh, I did a first look on it, and there's a country guy by the same name. His name was Matt Rogers. So I'm like, oh, Derek, you like country music? I was super excited. I was wrong. I was very, very wrong.
So disappointed.
Yeah. So, Derek's favorite Christmas music, or I don't know, it's an album. It's actually a parody album. He said, I love all of his Christmas songs. It's, just to get an idea, it's Matt Rogers' X-rated Christmas album. Okay? I'm not going to play all the songs. I got one of them. Probably the least offensive. But just a couple of the names on this Christmas album is Frosty the Pervert. Oh, and Rudolph, God. The Deep Throat Reindeer. That's...
Oh, my God, Derek. That was a funny one.
But the one we decided to play tonight is Matt Rogers' Drunken Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Now, I know from my personal experience, I've had a lot of Drunken Santa Clauses coming to town. Just a lot of times it was me. But enjoy. Here's a little clip.
Drunken Santa's coming to town. He's ringing a bell and holding a cup, playing Santa Claus beats sobering up. Drunken Santa's coming.
If there was a theme song for you, that would be your theme song.
Okay. Why? What?
All of his parodies are hits, my guy. Especially
he doesn't just do Christmas. Is it? Does he do?
No, I just know of his Christmas album. I have it on my Apple.
That's actually from 1997, dude. Like that's crazy how long ago.
The 90s.
Can you make that album today though?
Of course not.
No.
Of course not.
That's what I thought. I was. I'm Derek. Thank you. I get to research all this nonsense, and it's actually kind of cool when I get to like. This has actually got me more into Christmas, like going and looking at all these clips and. Listening to all these songs, so I don't know. How'd you hear about them? Do you remember?
Oh yeah, I just don't sleep sometimes, so I look up things.
Oh, just look up things.
Black hole of like never sleep. Oh, let me click on this video. Oh, let me click on this video.
Oh my
God! Send everybody weird videos. Sky doesn't reply back anymore.
Sometimes no. Sometimes I'm like I'm too busy for this. I give up. Unless it's cool. If it's just nonsense. Okay. Now it's time for mine. And mine's a little bit more sentimental than deep-throating reindeer. Just so you know. My Christmas movie is actually a TV special that came out. And I used to watch this with my mom growing up. Every year we used to watch this. And it kind of brings back memories. And I actually used to watch it with my kids. It's called Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. It actually premiered December 4th, 1977. The same year that the best movie of all time ever came out, Star Wars. It actually came from a children's book, and this is a movie directed by Jim Henson. It also has a really, really, really cool special appearance in this. Now, this is all Jim Henson made the Muppets. And if you ever get a chance to watch this, it's a great little show. It's kind of weird because it's so old and the way the Muppets move, but it's just a great, great, great little family. I feel like 54 minutes you get to spend. So enjoy.
Hi all, this is Kermit the Frog, and I'm here to tell you the story about Emmett Otter's. Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. It's a good thing I didn't damage the sign here. You'll notice that it points the way to Frogtown Hollow. That's where Emmett and his ma live.
Somebody's coming. Now, the people that come up are the Nightmare Band. It's actually pretty cool. If you do an Emmett Otter Jug Band Christmas search, you can find like they sell merchandise for it because it's gotten more popular now.
Really?
So the people who love this show love it, and they like they have this really sick Nightmare Band T-shirt that I think would be like, I was like, oh, I want this. Like, it looks like a legitimate like concert T-shirt. So, that's my favorite. I love that little thing. I watch it. I try to. I haven't done it as much as I in the last couple of years, but I always watch it on Christmas Eve. And the next one, my favorite Christmas song, it's actually a song first called Carol of the Drums. It was written and composed in 1941, and it's actually been sung by so many people, but my favorite version of it is also by Ben Crosby. And my dad used to sing this all the time, so see, I'm getting a little sentimental. But I love this song. It's called A Little Drummer Boy.
Come, they told. Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. A newborn king to see. Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring. Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
I still love that song. After, every time it comes on, it's like one of those things that just, everything just quiets down around. So, Derek,
have you heard it in Spanish?
I'm not. Well, I probably
have a Spanish version.
Yeah.
They play it every year at our Christmas
party. I'd never pay attention. All I'm too busy trying to put Transformers on.
Well, okay, what is it in Spanish? Do you know anyone who sings it or who sings it?
Just put
Drummer Boy in Spanish.
No, Drummer Boy. That's simple, right?
El Drummer Boy.
We put it every year. I'm pretty sure you heard it, but you just didn't pay attention to it.
Maybe. I'm always trying to put Transformers on the nativity scene.
That's Daddy Anta.
Daniel's playing with his toy.
What toy?
Okay, let's check it out. Let's see.
This is it.
I'm a El Niño de Tambor.
Tambor. Tambor.
We play this every year in Christmas.
Okay.
El camino que lleva Belén.
Is that really it?
The YouTube video that I have on is actually the stop motion YouTube video from, I believe it was like probably early 80s. That's pretty cool, man.
It sounds
just as good. Oh, that's cool. I like that. Thank you, Daniel. All right, so moving on, we are going to get into the nuts and bolts of the. So that's our kind of like, if you guys, hopefully, we like sharing with you, everyone, little things about us, but more so nerd things and like songs and movies and stuff. So hopefully you guys enjoy that and heard something new you might want to check out. We hit 3 Ben Crosby songs, so if you've never heard Ben Crosby's Christmas stuff, you might want to start listening to it because it is super awesome. Okay, now it's time for
Nerd News!
Oh, man. Not as big of a week as Nerd News as it was last week, but
That's some news.
There was some news, and for me, I actually took it down. And right before the news, but I had a Boba Fett figure over there. It was the 30th, it was a 300th figure that was released by Kenner. Mm. It was the 300th action figure they ever made. Do you remember what it was?
Is it the jetpack with that you could shoot a missile out of it?
Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, that's worth a lot of money, though.
Yeah. I have. Well, it's signed by the the legend himself, the original Boba Fett, Jeremy Bullock, who passed away this week at the age of 75.
Damn.
This guy, I got to, Daniel, he's going to make fun of me, but I got to meet him once at a Star Wars convention.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Yeah,
always, yeah, always right. Have to say,
always something. Leonardo DiCaprio, now Boba Fett. Yeah. Sure, buddy.
What kind of high school do you go to?
It's a tragedy. Big, huge career. He had like 109 movie and film credits, TV credits. He was in Doctor Who and James Bond at one point. He's just a mega star. And to be honest, like, he was my first Boba Fett. He actually is live in one of the scenes when they're carrying Han Solo and Carbonite. He's actually one of the soldiers that are with him.
Really?
Boba Fett walks by and you see Jeremy Bullock actually is out of uniform at one point. He looks and he looks back and tries to shoot at Luke Skywalker when he's following him.
Mm.
I don't know if you remember that scene when Luke's trying to figure out where they're going with the Han and Carbonite.
Yeah,
so, were you guys fans of the original Boba Fett, or did you guys become more fans during this Mandalorian season?
No, original. Just FYI, Adam, I know you call me the Padawan, a ranking system. I've seen all the movies, first of all. You say, I just don't watch Mandalorian. Second of all, who's older? I am. Who saw the Star Wars movies first? I did. So technically, take that, Adam. I seen it before you did. Ha ha ha, sucker. Anyways,
Well, can't you just go out of your way to just talk shit?
I mentioned Star Wars. He's like,
oh, yeah.
Adam?
Yeah.
Oh, well, so, well.
Yeah, I was a fan of him.
Stops everything just to like shit.
But
talk.
Just like back then he was cool, you know, like just because of his armor. But if you watch the
cargo pants,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, back then, if you look at it now, it's like, oh, he didn't look as menacing as today's dates, how they did him all jacked up and armored up. It looks pretty cool.
He is one of the original, like, very small roles, but huge in the merchandising for them. Because people, he was so mysterious.
So are you going to say that he was a fan favorite since the beginning?
Since the beginning.
Who? Mm-hmm. Like Ahsoka?
Who's that?
I don't know.
I never heard of her.
Right. But Jeremy Bullock, you will be missed. All right. Now, this is nerd news that I was gonna put here. It's about this book, book of Boba Fett. But we'll talk about that during the Mandalorian.
Ooh.
So
what's this book about? Movie, I don't know. Got a release date?
What?
Mortal Kombat.
Did it?
Oh, what is it?
Yeah, it's gonna be April 16, 2021,
and
it's gonna come out in HBO Max.
It is,
of course, it is.
Did you like the first Mortal Kombat movie?
I liked the first two. I had it on VHS,
The first one was the best. Second one was kind of
weird.
I
love the second one.
It's one of the movies that, you know, it's bad reviews, but you love it because you just like.
But who do you like? What Mortal Kombat did you like more, the first one or second one? Second one had Cyrax, Smoke, Shao Kahn.
The second one, it was more like fan service. Like, you had all these characters.
Melina.
But the first one had better storyline.
Oh, it did, by far. Yeah. But I just like the ninjas better. Yeah. I mean, and on gamer news, Cyberpunk got taken off the Sony PlayStation Store.
I saw that. Why did they do that for?
It's just such a... I mean, for the base PS4 and Xbox One, I heard it's very unplayable, like, as in glitches and rendering bugs. The name, like, everything, it's bad, you know. I heard their stock tanked twice, you know. Like, I think it's now in the million or billion that they lost.
Wow.
Yeah, I even put my refund in it for people that are considering buying their Cyberpunk on a base, you know, PS4 or Xbox One. Don't buy it. Wait for it. If you have a PC, you know, a high-end PC, for sure. They said that's how you can really enjoy it. Or a next gen console, but of course, you know, scalpers are selling that for like $1,000.
Yeah, it's crazy. That ain't happening. It's crazy.
Well, you guys can suck it. I got mine.
I had mine too. but still. All
right, there's some crazy news that came out. We talked about this last week, but just to kind of give you a heads up, just see if you can guess what news it was. And I'll play this because this is the original theme song from the, I think it's 1966. Did you guys hear the news for Spider-Man 3?
Yes, sir.
More people are going to get added to it.
More people.
Yes. What? Crazy. That's going to be so sick.
This is literally like the
Mr. Hung is gonna
the Avengers of like Spider-Man. Like, okay, so William Dafoe, which we talked about last week, is returning as the Green Goblin.
Spider-Man.
what's his Hayden Church? As a Sandman.
Sandman.
Yeah,
really? Sandman. From, yes, it's gonna come back
from Spider-Man 3. Like this thing is locked in, like with everyone.
Yeah.
Like I mean, you even have Jamie Foxx returning, which
don't care.
I don't care, but he's
like but he's still everyone. A part of it. That's still cool.
Yeah, like yeah. It's just cool. Like
supposedly to Dan Henman. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, but he's the other Green Goblin.
Like, oh, yeah, the 99-cent store Green Goblin. Yeah. No, I don't care about him either.
Supposedly he's gonna come out. In it too now.
There's only one gun, Green Goblin.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's gonna be pretty crazy if they both interact with each other.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think this is the multiverse, right? This
yeah, Doctor Strange. Yeah.
God, I can't wait for this. Like, oh, I want just, I want Marvel so bad.
How much money do you think they're gonna make off this movie?
Oh, crazy.
$5 trillion.
Do you want to place bets on the money?
Unless it comes on HBO Max and they're just gonna.
Go on.
Yeah. No, they. But this
whatever
is
DC wishes they would make.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We knew who that one was for. All right. Any other Spider-Man news? Oscar, literally, not to spoil it, but there's a special edition of the Gathering Christmas gift giving coming up, and he's been stroking his gift literally like it's a penis. Just so you know, he's like looking at it like it's a god.
I've been trying to figure this out. I'm honestly like.
Leave your comments below how this works.
Yeah. Take a photo of it and post it.
All right. There's some. I gotta say, like this next piece of news, it's not really nerd news. It's coming out on Netflix, but this affected me when I was a kid, and I know it affected. Like even if you guys asked any of your parents, I'm sure it affected them. But the opening, the song, the way they presented this,
I know,
fucking sick.
Yeah,
take a quick listen.
Oh, this is gonna be a dope show.
In the 1980s, we were proud of the city.
LA was glamorous, but if you went around to the other side, LA could be a very dark place.
I was on the freeway, and here comes somebody speeding, and all of a sudden he just swerves around my car. It's like he's right.
All right, that full clip is on YouTube. It's search Netflix and search The Night Stalker. Oh my God, dude.
Richard Ramirez.
Yeah, this thing, when I was a kid, like, I remember the news stories. I remember all the stuff. Derek is, like, literally trying to open new other gifts. Derek, you already opened it. But it scared the crap out of me. And, like, the way they presented this, especially this clip. Do you know anything about The Night Stalker?
I know a lot about The Night Stalker. Dude, it was crazy.
Of course Derek does.
Yeah.
Stalker himself, you know?
Wait, what does that mean?
I was a fan though. Literally, I was a fan of I don't want to say fan. That's actually sounds super sick. But I was
interested.
No, do you hear that buzzing? Oh, that's you.
No.
Yeah, move your phone away.
It's on silent.
No, because it's interfering.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So I was like, "What is that, dude? Is that he may have really got you a dildo? Did you actually turn it on?" No, it's just it's one of the because I've true story, Daniel Suckett. But I was a cop a long, long, long time ago, and I only was it for a little bit. But going into it, I remember I used to want to like learn a lot of stuff, so I started reading all these books. Especially, who was the guy who did America's Most Wanted?
John Walsh. Oh,
yeah. John Walsh.
You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah. So he wrote a couple books, which are really awesome. If you ever want to get a chance to read a couple books, read this book by these books by John Walsh.
Oh, man.
Super sick.
So sad what happened to his son,
yeah,
too.
So sad.
Otis.
But he got me into this like concept, like this weird, because these are real life dramas and they're scary, dude. Like this is like the real life horror when you read this stuff. So this, like that's why it scares me so.
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, you're more freaked out, like, in the movies and stuff. But when you get older and you hear that these things that people do actually do happen, it freaks you out way more when you get older.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. And he was, this guy was a psychopath, dude. Even the pictures I saw on the, on the YouTube video, looked scary as shit.
The sad thing is, like, everybody says, like, you know, he's a good boy, and you know that's how a lot of people are. He's a quiet guy, you know, blah, blah. But the thing was, I watch a lot of, like, serial killer documentaries. So his, I think it was his uncle was the one that went to Vietnam, and he would take photos of all the war crimes that they commit and stuff, and he'd show them, and he'd show them. Like,
that's how you. Yeah, all you need is when you have a little bit of that in your brain. All you need is a little bit, Derek. Hey. Be calm. Derek, don't get us. Don't kill us. All right. Any other nerd news? You guys got anything?
Nothing.
I'm trying to see.
You're the one. I know Sky turned into like a really dark corner over here and talking about the Night Stalker.
Well, it was just really cool.
Supposedly Wonder Woman. You know, I guess some people are already watching it.
I heard they gave it a few days away.
Yeah, I know. But like, I guess China didn't like it.
No one cares about China, what they have to say.
Because the age it takes in, the era it takes in.
Oh, 1980s. Yeah. We'll see. I'm very excited about this. It's only a couple days away. It sucks that they're so censored, too.
Yeah, but supposedly the movie's really, really good. Yeah, IGN actually gave it a
They release, like, the first 5-10 minutes of it on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, I heard it's
amazing. And then the Monster Hunter, the movie... Got like a two out of ten. Like bad. Like,
oh, really?
I still want to watch it just for the monsters. But I love her too. Yeah,
Charlize Theron. All right.
I thought it was Maria Volkovich. What was her name?
Never mind.
What? Yeah. Her name. It's not Charlize Theron. It's the other girl.
Mia.
Can you pronounce it?
Because you messed me up.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, guys, we're going to get into This Week in Nerd History. This movie actually premiered in 1963. Can you tell me the name of it?
Sure. Pink Panther.
Mm-hmm. This is actually, if you ever were in jazz band, this is one of the things that you love to play. Did you guys ever see the remake of the Pink Panther with
the guy from Cheaper by the Dozen?
Yeah, what's his name? Oh, Steve Martin.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I love Steve Martin, dude. I think he's super funny. Trains, Planes, and Automobile.
Actually, that's a good one.
Yeah.
What else is he in that? Oh, you guys ever see the Three Amigos?
Yes, that's a good movie.
I love that movie too. I gotta watch that movie again. I love the
Three Amigos. Do you guys remember that Pink Panther skit from Family Guy where they make Brian pink and the Pink Panther comes out and he goes, hey, first time being pink? Yeah. Welcome to hell.
I think I remember that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. This classic came out in 1968. I'm sure you'll get this one.
The Grinch, 1968, first premiered. That was the animated one, right? When there was no audio, just music. There was no talking. An elementary school classic, they always play this for you in elementary school on Christmas time.
Well, what's crazy is Charlie Brown had just came out right before this. I think it was like 67. So everyone, and Charlie Brown was huge, the Christmas special. So they're like, we need to make a Christmas special. They gave them like $3 million to make this, right? Took them 1 year because you had to animate, you had to draw. It wasn't like now, like took them about a year to like get this out because they really, really want. Now, it came out, it was really successful, but think about it now. Like Universal Studios has Merry Grinchmas. Like this thing is huge.
Oh,
like,
that's right. They have their snow and that.
Grinch has survived. And this is Dr. Seuss. I mean, only Dr. Seuss could pull off like that craziness of
what,
it.
That zany type of vibe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love Dr. Seuss books. You guys have a favorite Dr. Seuss book?
Green Eggs and Ham, baby.
Yeah, I agree.
What about you?
The Fox and the Sock.
Fox and the Sock. I love Go, Dog, Go. That's one of my favorite, because you know why? At the very end, there's that treehouse, and all the dogs are fucking around on top, and like swinging and stuff. I think it's the
fucking around.
So cool. I love that.
The bitches are there, too.
But you know what was funny about Green Eggs and Ham was that guy was the most stubborn whatever the hell thing that was. Because, I mean, the guy was always like, eat it. And the guy was like, no.
I want to eat. All right. In 1969, the Jackson 5 actually were on the Ed Sullivan Show for the first time, and after that, they blew up. Mm. Ed Sullivan Show back in the day, if you got on there, you were like, you were a star.
You made it.
Yeah, you made it. All right, this is actually, I'm not going to play the whole thing. It's definitely not time appropriate, but I love it just because of what they say on this. And I say what you will. To me, you've seen his movies. He's hilarious. He's funny. I love this guy. Still one of my favorite comedians of all time. But he actually, because he was going to be on Saturday Night Live, SNL, they decided, because he was so unpredictable and the shit he said, they were going to come up with some kind of time delay. So they created the time delay and how to do it for him, which has been there since then. So any live show is always delayed 5 to 7 seconds so they can censor it. Mm-hmm. And this is the reason why.
Probably pretty ready for this job. We got one more kind of psychological test we always do here. It's just a word association. I'll throw you out a few
That's
words.
Chevy Chase.
Anything that comes to your mind, just throw it back at me, okay? Just kind of an arbitrary thing. Like if I said dog, you'd say...
Tree.
Tree. Dog?
Tree.
Fast?
Slow.
Rain?
Snow.
White?
Black.
Bean?
Pod.
Negro? Tar baby?
What'd you say?
Tar baby?
It gets pretty raunchy from there on, but that's Richard Pryor. So I'm a huge fan of him. If you actually have never seen his comedy, Richard Pryor live on the Sunset Strip, only guy I know that could literally make fun of his own life and say, and he has a joke on there, I'll say it in just a second, but make fun of his own life and his, like, because he had a fucked up life, dude. He was a crackhead at one point, and he just recovered, right? He comes, gets on, he's doing the special, and he's like, you know, God must love me. See, and I'm going to butcher it, but he's basically saying, like, because he caught on fire smoking crack one time. He goes, God, because I'm going to jack this joke up. Basically said he had God must have still loved him or wanted him around because he didn't burn his dick up. Like, that was a joke, dude. And I know I butchered it, but oh my God, like, he can only talk about burning up and, like, so make it funny. Oh, yeah. It's fucking hilarious. I love that.
Hey, when that happens.
What, your dick burning up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little powder on it. It's okay.
This one was for Derek. I was actually surprised. 1986, Best Picture Best Picture, Platoon.
Ooh.
We've talked about that. Charlie Sheen, William Defoe, who we've actually talked about tonight. And in 1989, this show, which I didn't see for probably almost 20 years after the fact, came out and premiered for the first time on Fox.
Yes.
It's crazy they're still on right now.
There's stuff recently isn't as good as the prior stuff.
I don't think so either, but
it's still going.
Yeah, it's still entertaining just playing in the background. Like, it's
oh yeah, just after.
Well, they're 30 years in, right? Anyway, that's gotta
count on. What is your
99, 2009? Yeah, 31 years.
What are your guys' favorite characters of The Simpsons?
I don't care.
Really?
I don't watch The Simpsons.
That's right. You're one of those.
Oh, you're one of those hipsters. Of course, he's the LA type people.
But I like.
He's too cool to care.
I like Cleveland Brown.
I watch Charlie Brown. I watch obscure animation.
Okay, Charlie Brown is not obscure.
Yeah, you're the only dude that watches them that I know of that still watches them. All right, what about you guys? What is your Simpsons favorite?
I like Bart and Mo.
Danny?
Mo. Milhouse?
Krusty.
You have Krusty?
Krusty.
Of course.
Whatever, hipster.
Krusty's a clown, right?
Krusty's a clown.
All right. Moving on. This is literally one of my favorite albums of all time. In 1993, this group went on, did 14 songs, did not do it, only did one take, like literally went on and got insane. Tell me if you know who this is. That song. So that in 19, they actually recorded that thing straight through.
Really? Was at the MTV Live.
MTV Unplugged. Yeah, they recorded that. It straight through. They didn't only did one. They did no just one take.
Yeah.
They started it and finished it. 14 songs. Like, that's a full concert. Have you guys ever seen that?
That's Nirvana. Nirvana.
Oh, yeah. Do you like Nirvana? Are you a fan?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember if you hear, like, their during the live unplugs session, do you hear them say, oh, we can't sing that song?
No, I didn't hear them say that.
They're talking about, was that, you know which one I'm talking
Come
about.
As You Are? No. Oh, no. Rape Me, yeah.
Yeah.
Derek whispered it, and I'm like, I remember
Rape Me. I'm like, oh.
That's it. You know what, though? Like, it's crazy. Like, I didn't. Do you guys ever listen to music and you don't really hear all the words and like
plenty? Yeah, was,
and then and
yeah,
then one plenty. Day one all, day the words the of the
songs.
Song
yeah. All of your old songs as a kid, dude.
Yeah, now you're
I was singing The Smiths where they were talking about the Warren's murders and they're talking about kids getting murdered and I'm singing it and I'm like, oh my god.
Later on you hear it.
Yeah, and same with The Perfect Circle, Judith.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god.
You know what we gotta do? And maybe we'll get to it at one point, but we gotta get one of those songs where you as a kid loved it and later on you realize what it was and you're like, oh shit.
Oh, Eiffel 65, yeah. My console.
All right. It both of these came out in 1997 and they premiered and they were huge. And I'm going to play them both because I actually think it's pretty funny. This one actually actually premiered for the first time. The video was huge on MTV.
Scary Movie.
Scary Movie? No.
Scary Movie 2. They used it.
Yeah, that's that one?
They used it.
I'm thinking about like Fast and the Furious for some reason.
I'm sure it was in there. Yeah, that, right. That was a huge song.
It was used in a lot of 90s.
Everything, yeah.
Now this actually, this
wait, who sang it? Who sang it?
Prodigy.
Yeah. There we go. They did Invaders Must Die. Yeah, have you heard that song by them? Oh, you gotta listen to it. Yeah, such a good song.
Now this next group actually had a movie premiere that same year.
Ooh.
Very, very different. I know... Derek, don't dance too hard right now, okay?
Okay. Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig. If you want my future, forget my...
I actually...
I love
that song.
I love... The Spice Girls.
I do too.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't own it. I like the Spice Girls.
I'm actually a huge fan of the Spice Girls. And it's funny.
Who was your favorite? You look like a baby Spice to me.
No, I didn't really have a favorite. I was just excited when their like videos would come on.
They're all just Spice Girls.
No, they're all Spice
Girls. They're all spicy.
I'll take any. Anyway.
Okay. Did you? I'm at 2009. This movie premiered this week. Uh-huh. Avatar. Are you guys fans?
Yeah. Is that the Smurfs?
Yeah, the Smurfs.
Yeah, I've seen that one twice.
Twice?
I'm pretty good.
Are you a fan?
I liked it. I wouldn't say I'm a fan, but I liked it.
I saw it in 3D, and it was 3D in IMAX, and I was actually pretty impressed.
Did you try plugging everything in with your hair later?
No. I didn't have... Derek, you're making fun of the fact I'm bald?
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
I can't mate with him.
Oscar, you a fan of Avatar?
Hair somewhere else.
I thought it was a good movie.
What did you like about it?
The fact that
robot mechs or them trying to conquer the hippie planet.
The robot mechs.
That movie is basically just a giant hippie protest. No, don't mind my color.
It's Pocahontas. How the English invaded Mexico. They just want to kick out everyone other than man.
Yeah.
And it was literally an invasion.
The white man came.
So you heard it here first.
Take over the land of the brown people.
Through lots of mechs.
That's my people too, man. They came over and took over America. The Blackfoot Indian dude, boom, gone.
I know the struggle.
They just wanted to get along, but no, the white man wanted the land to fucking...
Hell yeah, take money. Your goods, baby.
It's actually pretty interesting. A lot of these movies, the undertones that they have sometimes...
We're basically just colonization.
Yeah, colonization. Dude, let's take it over.
Yeah.
You got resources, I want it.
Exactly.
I don't like the whole hype of the new one supposedly coming.
What new one?
Dude,
Avatar 2?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they're hyping it like
Electric crazy. Boogaloo?
Think about this. This is like 11 years later. Like, I don't really need an Avatar movie. I haven't missed it.
It's like when it's a little late. Yeah. Too late, you know. It's like if it was still within that time range where it could still make that money, now it's like, whatever.
They're doing that a lot with stuff that, like, a lot of movies, like, the ideas are gone, I guess. A lot of movies.
A lot of remakes and stuff. Yeah, it's not cool.
2000, speaking of, this was the third time this franchise released a trilogy in 2015, which is my favorite movie out of the last three that they released. Force Awakens was released. this week.
Can we admit? Let's just admit it now. The Last Jedi. Come on. Exactly. We went over this. Exactly. That's all I needed.
Mandalorian the Rescue, the last and final episode of this season. And I gotta say, like, oh my god, dude. Like, I don't even know where to begin with this. Oscar hasn't seen this, so Oscar's gonna listen in and probably nerdgasm. You're gonna need some Kleenex, dude. Oh my god, dude. Like, okay, so I'm gonna go over just a little bit going in. So obviously, the kid, the child got taken. Grogu got taken.
Who?
Grogu.
Who?
Exactly. The child got taken, and he's on a destroyer with Moff Gideon. So Mando has been recruiting people to go after him. They basically at the beginning go after the scientist. They get the scientist. They are now going to go after the child, so they come up with a plan. They've got the Mandalorians with them. They got Bulba. What's the girl's name? I can't remember her name.
Cara Dune.
Cara Dune. Mm-hmm. They got Cara Dune, so they come up with this plan to get onto the ship. They get there. Bulba's like chasing. So they have stole this shuttlecraft. They come in, and boom, they get to the destroyer. So I'm gonna leave it there and kind of let you guys go into it a little bit. But up into that, I mean, that's just basic. They're kind of doing all, you know, like, we gotta find a way. We gotta get onto the ship. But God, so I'm watching the episode, and the producers thought the same thing. I love the way the TIE fighters exited the exited the ship
with a clothes hanger.
Oh, so sick, so sick. So they crash land inside. There's a whole episode of them going, or episodic going, of them going inside. They get inside. They do a distraction where everyone's running up towards the brig, and Mando goes the other direction. Mando gets to a point where he has an encounter with some of the
Dark troopers.
Thank you, Derek. Derek's here at the giving me the, because I just don't remember when I get so excited sometimes. And then he gets in. He gets it to the child, and Moff Gideon's there. Moff Gideon's holding the darksaber above the child. Mando gets into a fight with him. Mando wins.
A little cheap shot.
Yeah. Takes the dark saber and takes him to the bridge, right?
And cuts his head off.
That's not on that. But so we get to this point now. Up until this point, I'm like, yeah, the episode's pretty good, right? This is pretty good. These are major spoilers, and I'll mention that again.
Going. So they're all going back, but now I guess all the Dark Troopers came back.
Yeah.
And now they're kind of like screwed, because the Mandalorian had a hard time just fighting one off. And now all these took over the whole ship. So they're like, damn, what's going to happen next? Yeah.
Mando almost died fighting one of them.
He did not even a scratch on his armor, but maybe a concussion. That's
what I was going to say. Totally below that helmet, that dude broke like a cheekbone or something, because that would have hurt. If your helmet is indestructible, sure, it's like wearing plates for bullets. You're not going to die, but it's going to hurt, you know? So it's the same premise, dude.
So, you know, it's crazy. These dark troopers are everywhere. Literally, they're... And Moff Gideon's, like, almost thinking it's hilarious.
Yeah, he's, like, laughing. You guys are not going to die. Yeah, everyone's going to die
except me.
And the baby. And I'm going to take the baby.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, you see an X-Wing fly up. And you're like, and they're like, one X-Wing? Like, that's no help. This X-Wing flies up. They're looking at the cameras because they're on the
command deck.
The command deck, they can see everything. And there's a Jedi that walks out, and he's cloaked up, green saber. He's like taking out, like literally like their butter, taking out all the Dark Troopers. And pretty much just walks through him, goes through that. I mean, that whole scene's sick. He's cut him in half.
The force on the last Dark Trooper where he just squishes him.
This is one powerful, powerful Jedi, right? And I'm having, like, my suspicions, like, because not many of them fly an X-Wing coming up. So I'm like, the time frame, and the glove. And I'm like, oh, my God, right? So Mando's like, open the door. They're like, we're not opening the door. This guy, like, they're all they're Mandalorians. They're like, they're not good people, you know?
They're not good or bad.
Good or bad. They're just kind
they're
of...
They're just getting paid,
but
you know?
Yeah, but they fight Jedis. Like, that's what they do, you know? That's what they've done their entire, like, kind of their existence. Hmm. They open the door. The cloak is... the hood of the cloak is pulled back, and it's Luke Skywalker. Digitally enhanced, or digitally unenhanced, to create a youthful Luke. And literally, Luke. Oh man, I got choked up. I was so excited.
I was like, damn.
Like, I'm like, this is...
I'm going to be real. I was looking for the lightsabers that are white because I knew one of our members or callers would have been giving us so much shit.
I know. I was like, oh, I better not be here.
Yeah. It turned out to be someone better than her.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, dude. Like, I was so excited. So Luke Skywalker shows up.
Yeah.
And he has an interaction with Mando, and Mando... You know, he's pretty much taking the child with him to train. And there's, you know, I'm not going to go into all of it, but there's a very you get very sentimental there. It's a very beautiful scene, actually, at the very end.
His helmet off.
And you forgot the best part.
What?
R2-D2.
R2-D2 comes out.
Yeah.
That was actually the best part.
I was like, that's
R2-D2. R2-D2 comes in. You've seen R2-D2 in every single movie, dude. He's been
if you think
single...
about how old that bot is, he was around since the Clone Wars.
Oh, shit. Oh, it's so super, super sick. I love this episode. I love it. I still put the Boba Fett episode from start to finish above this one.
Where he gets his armor back?
Gets his armor back.
Yeah.
I like that episode a lot.
Yeah.
This episode, the first half, it's pretty cool. It's fun. That last half, dude, blew my mind.
Yeah.
And especially in the credits, which we'll get into. Yeah.
Ooh.
What would you think would happen if Boba was there?
Same thing, they'd have trouble.
Oh, dude, with Luke?
Yeah, Luke. Because they
very
have
different.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Oh, hey, that's probably a good thing why he wasn't with them. Because I'm like, hey, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wouldn't it be like...
Yeah, you put my friend in carbonite, motherfucker.
Or,
that's what I'm saying.
Hey, like, didn't I see you fall into a pit?
Yeah.
Death pit?
That's crazy, right? That's actually a trip.
Like, I think you might have just started some spoilers for the next season.
Yeah.
Then.
Oh, well, we're going to already spoil the next... Oh, that's true, huh?
Because then he's going to ask, where's the kid? He's
yeah.
like, oh, well, who took him? And he's going to tell
the
him.
Bad guy.
He's like, oh, that dude's a bad dude. Oh,
that's
bad
true.
They make,
you know, because...
Bad man.
What are they going to do next season? Like, obviously, the child's...
He's training.
Now.
Oh, who knows? It might be a flash forward where
maybe Mando goes and gets trained with the black lightsaber.
Or they try to kill him.
So... I think I know what they're going to do next season, at least a bit of it. We didn't mention this. So Mando wins, Mando beats Moff Gideon and takes the black saber. I didn't know this.
I knew about it.
You knew about it? I didn't know this.
About the black saber?
That you had to win the black saber?
Yeah, it was in the Clone Wars. Adams would be like, of course they
win. Oh my god, everybody, it's in the Clone Wars!
It's in the Clone Wars! Yes, it's in the Clone Wars, and I bet he does it. Well, and also, this is probably a spoiler.
You have to win it. You have to fight
in battle. You have to win it, as well as... You do know that Darth Maul officially got killed on the planet where Luke was born.
Right.
By Obi-Wan.
Right.
The old Obi-Wan.
Right.
Yeah. So it's everything that's in the Clone Wars, of course, they're going to be like, these plebs, they don't know nothing.
Well, it's just, it's crazy because, like, to me, this is, like, I wish all these movies that they have made, all these things that they have done, have been what Mando put together in two seasons. Because it literally is the perfect mix of like nostalgia plus new action plus you add new characters that I'm into. Like I love Mando. I love
all the characters they've introduced in The Mandalorian. I have loved.
Yeah,
I have not liked a single one.
Yeah, it's been, and even if you didn't care for him at first, you end up like, oh, I
like the assassin bot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You like him, the dude that trains those what are they called, those you like him. The scout troopers that punched Baby Yoda. You like him too.
Yeah.
You love to punch the kid.
Not only that, but they introduced Baby Yoda.
That was already a big one.
That splashed everywhere.
Nobody
like,
expected that.
Merchandise. People don't even know about Star Wars, love Baby Yoda. Mm. Like, he was just a moneymaker.
The Mandalorian is one of those shows where people who don't actually watch the Star Wars movies, when they start watching it, they can get into it.
Yeah.
They won't know what some of the things are or Easter eggs are, but
that's a good way to, like, oh, like, I can get
into it. They can get into it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Oscar, what are you most surprised by from what we said? Is there anything that you're like, oh, shit?
I honestly, I wasn't paying attention because I want to actually see the episode.
I love it. I love it. It's super fucking honest. I love it.
But when I got the little contact, I was more surprised of one of the black lightsaber of Mando grabbing one. Mm. And also the when you said the Starfighter coming out, or the
X-Wing.
X-Wing coming out, I was like, oh, he's coming back.
I'm so excited, dude. Okay, so... Now we're just gonna get to the very, very end, because I knew this news because it comes on at some of the websites I like to look at news on,
sure.
And I was very excited the other morning. I put it out there. Adam kind of said no, but I knew he hadn't seen the episode yet. It's okay because we were having a little Ahsoka, which is fun. I'm actually really enjoying a little Ahsoka Boba battle, but Boba Fett at the very end.
Hold on, Sky. Please, just tell me that again. Repeat that again. Go on.
What? What part?
Just tell me about that. Tell me about that spicy ending. I want to hear it from you. The spicy ending, what happens at the end of this episode?
This episode?
At the end of the credits. What happens?
Okay. So, you have the two moons of Tatooine.
Ooh, chills.
Right? Yeah. The camera pans down to Jabba's palace. So, you have Bib Fortuna sitting on this, little throne. Where Jabba used to sit.
Yes, sir.
Yes. And then you hear gun blaster, you hear people falling. Mm-hmm. I don't know her name, but it's,
the sniper.
The sniper, that's what Boba Fett comes down. And then Boba Fett, and she takes out a couple people. She actually shoots and takes away the slave girl that, which I thought was a cool scene because it's kind of an homage. We shouldn't have done this in Return of the Jedi because people look back on that and kind of say so. Mm-hmm. She gets released. And then Boba comes down and Bib Fortuna's just blah, blah, blah. Oh, you're alive. Blah, blah, blah. And just kind of that, hey, save my ass kind of speech. And he just doesn't even say a word, just blasts them.
And then what? Then what? Tell me what happens.
He gets on top, walks over, mm-hmm. and sits on the throne room of Jabba's palace.
That's like a poster scene right there.
Oh, no. But then after
and all then that, after what? The credits, what pops up on the screen is the book of Boba Fett.
Let's go!
Christmas, or next year, the end of 2021.
Is this a third party source? Or no, where did you get this source from?
This is from Disney.
Oh, Disney. Oh, okay. Official Disney source?
Yes.
What?
What?
No. So Nori Schmo could have just put this out, right?
The stakeholders didn't know about
Wait
this.
A minute. Disney. Disney posted this.
They're giving Adam crap because our battle, and I didn't want to ruin it for Adam, so when he was telling me, I was saying, oh my God, guys, there's going to be a Boba Fett show. He's like, no, there's not. It wasn't official. And it was, but I couldn't tell him.
Oh, I did.
To win the argument, to win my argument, I couldn't tell him. So, Adam, I did win. Mic drop.
Let's go.
Okay. All right. So, that's it for this week in The Mandalorian. And I'm a little sad that this segment's going to end.
It went by too fast.
But, we do get to enjoy a little segment of... Actually, I don't know why I wanted to play this. It's just kind of smooth and sexy.
It's kind of a sexy tone.
Another segment of What If
with the Gathering.
Oh, yeah.
God, I'm horny.
All right. So I came, I have a couple of them. If you guys have them, just let me know if you want to. But I actually thought this was actually pretty cool. If you could be invisible... But it would mean you'd have to be invisible forever. Would you do it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah?
You just go invisible and stay invisible forever?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
No one could ever see you again?
Can you still talk?
Yeah, you just be invisible.
Oh, okay.
What about you, Oscar? Would you do it?
Fuck, that'd be hard.
So that means no one's going to ever see you.
I think I would. Yeah, I would.
Just be, yeah?
Just to fuck with people.
So all you do, it might be fun, a week, 2 weeks, this is forever. This is until you die.
Oh, dude, you could travel the world anywhere
for free.
Dude. Yeah, I'm going to commit so much.
And do what with it?
Never mind.
I'll bad shit. That's
all you're thinking.
You're thinking all bad right now. All bad. What about you, Daniel? Would you do it?
Of course not, because he would be like, my son wouldn't see me. What a good timing.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
No, actually, I wouldn't do it either. I think it'd be fun at first, and then like, cause you, no one would ever, like, they couldn't react to you. Like, they could hear you.
Technically, we're able to see you. You just put on a hat, like put on
or like those skin masks,
glasses.
Yeah, people would look at you like you're completely insane,
and then take it off. Still, who's the crazy one?
Still
able
to see you though.
That's
the only loophole that I can see. Like, have you like wrap yourself up like a mummy, put on a hat?
Yeah, you'd be scaring the shit out of you. Would be shot. You're not invulnerable. Someone would shoot you. Like, oh, it's a mummy.
Who would shoot? Who would even yell that? Ha, it's a mummy. Who would say that and shoot you?
I don't know. Someone would be scared.
It had to be in some third world country where they believe they're mummies.
Okay, if you saw an invisible face.
Sure.
Wait.
Repeat that?
Come on, Sky. Say that one more time.
Say that.
What'd you say?
If you would see an invisible face.
Just the face?
Oh my god.
Wow.
That was my reflection.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Oh, how the tables have turned.
Okay, alright. Oh, Lord. Okay, so here's number two. If you were forced into a gladiator combat arena.
Oh, shit.
Okay, and you get one weapon, but it can't be, it's not considered like a weapon. It's not like you can't use a gun or an axe or something. You can use anything else that's not considered a weapon. What would you use in a gladiator ring?
Not considered a weapon.
So like a hammer, you can consider a weapon, so you're really not going to do that. Like it's something that you just have that you would fight with that's not really considered a weapon.
A fork.
A hoe.
A what?
A hoe.
So you take
a rake?
Yeah,
you tell you find a girl in the corner and take her with him. Fight.
Get it, girl.
Go get him.
I guess a cinder block.
A cinder block?
I guess so.
Okay, that's
a cinder block. Blunt.
Fork.
A fork. I think I'd take a can of hairspray and a lighter.
I got two items.
You got two items. You gotta have one item.
One item.
Either the lighter or the hairspray. What are you gonna do?
That's it. You can't say anything else. Lighter or.
Yeah, you already picked. Yeah, so pick between those.
Nah,
I'm
not gonna pick between those.
Oh, God.
Lighter with the hairspray.
Oh, boo.
I picked the cinder block. That's a man.
Oh, you know what? I would wear steel toe boots.
So, I could see that. Yeah, you could literally kill someone with those.
Okay. Yeah, that's
like Doc Martens and stuff. Yeah, okay, I can see those. Those hurt. Yeah, for sure. Good one.
Okay.
Curb stomp somebody.
Dude, that scene still is the sickest.
Just American,
I can't watch it.
Yeah. Really? You can't watch it?
I can't watch it. It disturbs me too much.
Really?
Yeah.
Bite the curb.
I can't watch the prison scene.
Oh, that's too much. Okay. Alright. What would you I can't remember. Okay. Right. So would you rather have your Christmas at the White House or
God no
with your family? One Christmas, this one coming up. Would you rather go to the White House?
Is it like current like situation where we're living today, or we can pick our president?
It doesn't
pick
matter our president. What situation. You can pick your president. You're gonna get molested if you go to the White House, regardless.
Like I would do it if I could pick my president. I would.
Who yeah, president?
Just
would
for
you
one
pick?
President. I don't know what president, but I don't want to go there.
Bush,
but.
Nah, he would go with Abraham Lincoln.
I called him from 2 weeks ago.
I like his concept. If I can choose, I would want to meet John F. Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy.
Oh, you're like that. Yeah, all right, Kennedy, you're safe with. Kennedy's a ladies' dude.
He's and top of that, he smokes.
Oh, and yeah, he smashed Marilyn Monroe.
Exactly, why not?
Oh, you know? For sure. He's a playboy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Roll up
with that's a pretty cool one.
Rolling up with him at Walt Kennedy. Let's go kiss some bitches, you know?
He'd be like, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, let's first have this Christmas dinner.
You guys are going for Christmas. There's the whole point of Christmas thrown out. Now it's about bitches. All right, whatever. I'm going to say family. I don't want to get molested at the White House.
Who's going to molest you at the White House?
Everybody.
You see this?
What? Who's going to molest you at the White House? Who's everybody?
Everybody. You're going to get touched.
By who? Matter.
Who knows? I don't want to know.
Is your fantasy to be touched by the White House?
Maybe. I wouldn't be.
I don't understand. I don't understand sometimes.
Dude, all right, go. I've told you, my family. Man, go.
I would go to the White House. I would definitely go. But I would actually even go now. Like, it doesn't mean you have to, like, have it. I mean, I'm sure the president wouldn't have dinner with you anyways, but.
McDonald's if it's Trump right now.
Yeah,
McDonald's.
Yes, I have a Big Mac. If I could pick my president, though, that's interesting.
You look more of a Reagan man.
Well,
he looks like a Nixon.
I grew up. I grew up during Reagan era, and I, for me at least, like
I am not a crook.
I don't know.
I kind of want to do Bush.
I told you. No, he thought I was fucking around. No,
because so dad, I get tricky Bush. Dick and you get Bush. Yeah. I get Dick, you get Bush.
Wait, what Bush are we talking about?
Junior
Bush?
Senior or Junior? Junior Bush? Only because you may, have you seen
Harold and Kumar? Kumar. What kind of name is that? Kumar.
I do not have sexual relationship with that woman.
That's Clinton.
No, I know.
And here at the gathering, we know our politics and our presidents. I got a question.
Okay.
Would you rather have to kiss every person you meet or never kiss your partner again?
Never kiss my partner again.
So you just...
I never know what the hell their lips been or where they been. I am not touching someone else's lips.
Then don't be around anybody.
I'm faithful to my wife. That's what you're saying.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think that you like it's okay in today's world. You would never want to kiss him. Like you would be dead, dude. Like there's too much. Like I think going forward too, like it's just too dangerous. So, like you all got to err on the side of I want to live. What is that? You have like 80 different forms of herpes in your mouth.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Derek.
Thanks for the question.
What would you rather spend Christmas in, a warm place or a cold place?
Cold.
Like freezing cold. I'm talking about cold.
Cold.
I love it.
Yeah?
I love it.
Yeah. You think Christmas should be like a white Christmas? Because we've had Christmases in LA when it's been like 100 plus degrees.
Oh, I hate that.
That's been like three years ago.
I have memories of like early 2000s and the 90s where it was always raining during Christmas.
Yeah, I love that.
And it was always cold.
But it felt like at the party it was cool,
or it was warm. Yeah. But then after, you would fall asleep better because it was so cold.
You had like the fruit punch hot drink, the Mexican, the one we always
don't
had.
Drink the fruit punch.
Don't.
What about you?
Yeah, I think it would be cold. I wouldn't mind experiencing a white Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, don't you worry.
I got to experience a few white Christmases. I used to go up to Utah sometimes during the Christmas break, and my kids are up there, and I was like, get to see some nice.
I know exactly what you meant about that.
Hey, I can't help it. I'm well traveled.
Whatever. All right, I got one. Okay. Would you rather be famous in history books or be forgotten after you died? I'm going to go with famous. Probably for something really stupid, but still, go for it.
I think you have to...
be famous. Just so you can remember me.
Yeah.
Legends never die, bro.
Exactly. I mean, have you seen Coco, dude?
I hated that movie.
Yeah, but you disappear, dude.
If we're talking about Coco, do you understand the logic of my man got poisoned and you're literally pissed off at him during death? You didn't come to me. I was dead. And you're getting mad at me for dying? Like,
did she knew that?
Petty.
She didn't know that in the beginning.
He literally told her plenty of times, and then she's like, okay, Jew's okay, at least. And I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. Hated that movie. It pissed me off so much. Okay, Sky, what was your answer?
I like Coco.
No.
No, that I've, I, for the Christmas, right? The
white
Christmas?
No. For, are you going to be
forgotten?
Do you want to be forgotten, or do you want to be so remembered? Confused.
I don't know. I think we all want to be remembered. I think it's part of, you know, people ask like what's
some deep moments right here.
Yeah. I want to be remembered. Okay, at least for being a Star Wars fan.
Not something very
just obscure dumb, nonsense. Yeah. Okay, good.
Okay.
All right. So this will be the last what if for the night. But actually, when I heard this one, I actually thought it was really cool. So would you rather travel the world and only be able to stay in a place for 3 months and never return to the same place again? Or live in your hometown and never be able to leave your hometown again.
What's stopping me from leaving?
You just can't. Like it's
a Truman Show.
Yeah.
Oh, Truman Show. That's scary.
So you're stuck there for the rest of your life, or
I could travel, but not
you travel, stay. But you're only in a place for 3 months for the rest of your life, and you get to see the world, but you're only there for 3 months, and then you got to move on.
I'll probably stay in my area.
Stay in your place. There.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about travel.
Travel.
Yeah.
I think at the end, like I would want to travel too, just to
because experience it.
Experience like
but you'll never come back. You just always go to a different place.
Oh well.
If anyone wants
to. But then if you're going to just be stuck in your hometown, you never know what's.
What do we do now? Stuck in our hometown, anyways.
Well, because of COVID. Prior to that, I was traveling. I was
ready to travel.
I was, fucker.
To the corner and back.
Hey, no. I was traveling. I was being an outdoor boy. It was fun. Now I'm over here having to, like, play Call of Duty with these fucking nerds.
What about you, Oscar?
Same traveling.
Right?
Because you got to kind of just, I don't know, I would get so bored. So anyways, thank you for indulging us with the little what if. Again, everyone, thank you for being a part of the gathering and joining us and gathering around tonight. Really appreciate your time. We really appreciate your fanship. And don't forget, if you get an opportunity to follow us on Instagram, the_gathering_nerds.
Ooh,
check out our YouTube channel. Boom, I'm getting it down.
You got it.
Don't forget.
Don't forget.
All right, to gather on.